someone struggling with addiction, we understand how difficult making the decision to enter treatment can be. At Valley Hope, we help families rebuild their lives. There is hope. ValleyHope.org. Sponsored by Valley Hope Association and this station.
KVOE live and local into a Thursday morning. We go 36 degrees and sunshine right now. We're on our way to 57 before it is all said and done. Well, you see the red kettles out and about, and the bells have been ringing, raising money for the Salvation Army. This is the Salvation Army's big fundraiser to get them through specifically the first quarter of the year. So very important that we, you know, drop a little money in the kettles as the bells are ringing. And something that's, you know, some of the locals led by Tim Wright started last year, and that was Doubler Days. In fact, we just had our first, courtesy of Tim Wright and his wife. That was yesterday. And a lot of folks now jumping on board and helping out, raising a lot of money for the Salvation Army during Doubler Days. And the next Doubler Day is coming up very soon. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Kelly Emmerich. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. Kelly and her husband, Ryan, involved with the Salvation Army. And, yeah, how'd you get in on this Doubler Days, Kelly?
Well, last year it was kind of a little bit of a joke because, you know, we just wanted to one-up Tim and Christy, and so we matched $1,001 to kind of put them in their place there. But, no, we really want to give back to the community in the best way possible, and we think that the Salvation Army does a great job of providing that hope and that help for the Emporia community that's needed. And so when Tim asked us to do it again, we said sure.
You said sure. And how this works is, you know, the Doubler Days are specific dates. And when is your Doubler Day coming up, Kelly?
This Saturday. So if you're out and about, I think there's plenty of places around town to see those red kettles. And so you drop that in there, and then they'll add it up and tell us how much we owe them, too. So.
Okay, so you're matching how much then, Kelly?
$1,000.
Up to not $1,001, just $1,000 this year then.
Well, you know, if we need to send that other dollar, we'll send it over.
Well, it's very important. The Salvation Army obviously does such a great job in so many aspects and facets. You know, here in the society, it's not only the food pantry, but all they do to support not only families, you know, but the children of those families with all kinds of great programming that's offered through the Salvation Army on a yearly basis. So it's not just the kettles you see out in the holidays. They are busy constantly all year long and certainly could use the support. And I'll tell you what, these Doubler Days have stepped up to be quite a big help with the Salvation Army's kettle drive each and every year. So, Kelly, thanks to you and Ryan, and we'll just keep reminding folks that, you know, Saturday is another big Doubler Day. So thanks for your time here this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for advertising for it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
And Kelly Emmerich, her and her husband, Ryan, they are sponsoring Doubler Days this coming Saturday, December the 2nd. So everything collected in the Salvation Army's red kettles this coming Saturday will be matched up to $1,000, courtesy of Ryan and Kelly Emmerich. So thanks to them. And help out the Salvation Army. You see the kettles, the bells are ringing, and drop off some change or some dollar bills in the kettles when you pass by. They are all over our community this holiday season. KVOE live and local, 841, 36 degrees. Good morning.
Sundays are football Sundays at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill.